By Yahweh's Design, a two-seat line Israelite ministry with Pastor Dan. Now here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome everybody to By Yahweh's Design. I am Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio program coming to you over the Heritage Broadcasting System. We welcome our racial kinsmen around the globe who are listening via computers on the internet, over C-band satellite, FM radio, rebroadcasted shortwave, and for those on 4D TV, channel 954, we ask Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, to bless each and every one of you. First and foremost, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was later surnamed Israel. For all good things come from him, and we wish to give him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this opportunity to bring his truth to his holy remnant, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or covenant peoples of the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All praise Yahweh in Paleo Hebrew. We are a two-seed line, Racial Covenant Identity Ministry, and we've been studying this truth for a good number of years. At no time do we claim to be perfect, and therefore we do encourage your participation. Feel free to write to us or to call in tonight with a comment or suggestion. If you have your pencils handy, the call-in number for tonight will be area code 812-476-3026. Tonight's program is entitled Jewish Media Techniques for White Genocide. Rather long title, but that's it. Jewish Media Techniques for White Genocide. Our guest will be Richard Masker from Idaho, and I'll be bringing Richard onto the program in just a few minutes. If you wish to write to us, please do so by writing to By Yahweh's Design in care of P.O. Box 436, Stevensville, Michigan, 49127. We highly encourage support and donations for Heritage Broadcasting, the good folks who are bringing you this program and many others, trying to blast a hole in the wall of media control in this country so that you can hear the truth, or at the very least, get another point of view other than what the controlled media masters want you to believe. So give them some support in the form of donations and or a letter of encouragement. You can write to Heritage Broadcasting at P.O. Box 5583, Evansville, Indiana, 47716. Many people today are suffering from various health problems, and we certainly would highly recommend a consultation with Dr. Judy. She has a ton of information of her own, but she also knows a lot of other health practitioners, especially naturopathic types in America, and she'd be a great place to start if you've got some kind of health concern and finding out what Yahweh's way of getting back to good health is. You can contact Dr. Judy at area code 724-639-9607. For those in uniform, we highly recommend, those in uniform and out of uniform, actually, we highly recommend a publication called The Resister, the political warfare journal for the Special Forces Underground, edited by none other than Sergeant First Class Stephen Barry. You can order The Resister by writing to P.O. Box 35046. Fayetteville, that's all one word, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. And Steve asked for a $50 money order or cash, $50 for four editions of the resistor, or you can get a sample edition for $15. Also, for copies of tonight's program, professionally done cassettes, you can contact Steve Melching at area code 219-356-2611. Steve currently is running a special where you can get five nightly programs on a single CD that you can play over your computer for $20 plus a small shipping fee. That is a bargain, folks. This is a high-quality audio CD, and you can hear five nightly programs for a single cost of $20. All righty. One more to go here. Come out of Babylon. Yes, that's right. Put down your hamburgers, french fries, soda pop, baked chicken, pizza, and ice cream, and listen to Yahweh. He has a better plan for you. Yes, pry yourself away from the diet of the world and start eating Yahweh's way. Discover divine health. The body will heal itself if you give it the right food. Yes, Yahweh's way is the best way. Learn how you can eliminate sickness, pain, and disease by changing your diet. For a comprehensive health packet on how to implement Yahweh's Genesis 129 diet, send $15 cash or postal money order to The Living Way, in care of 33 Benton Avenue, Winslow, Maine, parentheses 04901. All right. Bear with me just one more moment, and then we'll have Richard come on the program. I want to read out of the book of Matthew, chapter 7, starting at verse 13. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are those who go that way, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there are who find it. Beware, again folks, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, or figs from thistles? Likewise, every righteous tree brings forth righteous fruit, but a tree of evil brings forth fruit of iniquity. A righteous tree cannot bring forth fruit of iniquity, nor can a tree of evil bring forth fruits of righteousness. Every tree which does not bring forth righteous fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. A short number of verses, but says an awful lot, folks, especially in this day and age. If you're not aware that we are just inundated with false prophets today, you just aren't paying attention. And tonight, we want to start getting folks used to the fact that the current calendar we use is a pagan creation, and tonight is a Sabbath night. This is the eighth day of the 11th month of the Hebrew calendar, which is Sabbata. So this is a Sabbath evening going into tomorrow, starting in the evening here. So I wish everybody a happy Sabbath. And Sabbath, of course, means rest, a day of rest. Okay. Again, tonight's program, Jewish Media Techniques for White Genocide. Our guest is conspiratologist Richard Masker from out there in the Republic of Idaho. Welcome to the program, Richard.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. Nice to be here.
Good. Very good. And this is certainly a topic I'm sure we're going to have plenty to talk about, but I'm going to give you the mic for a little while to sort of set the stage, if that's okay.
Okay. I think that your audience out there in Radio Land needs to get a little bit of an idea of where we're coming from. When we start talking about propaganda techniques, most people who are not oriented with conspiracy theory generally think, oh, those guys are real wackos. What does all this have to do? We are in a day of intellectual, academic freedom. We cannot be programmed, if you will, but that is not the case at all. Propaganda comes in several levels. There's worldwide propaganda. There's United States or your local community propaganda. Even your police department or your city has a form of propaganda that they circulate among their employees. So propaganda is more than just education or entertainment. Those are carriers of propaganda. But in order to understand why and how we are being propagandized today, a person really needs to understand the big picture of why this propaganda mechanism is so essential to the enemies of our society. And I am very bold and I tell you exactly who they are. That's the International Judeo-Marxist Liberal Community. In other words, that's the Jews, an international race of psychopathic killers and pathological liars that are right now in the process of trying to form a one-world government called the New World Order. Now, I'm a conspiratologist, and I give lectures, and I'm a police consultant, and when I stand before a group of police officers, either federal or state or whatever, I give them a history of the conspiracy so they can put this in total perspective. If you talk about propaganda today on gun control, most people have no idea what you're talking about because it doesn't fit into a larger picture. So when I give a lecture to a police department, for instance, I will go back all the way 3,000 years and start to talk about the great destructive idea, which Douglas Reed mentioned in his book, The Controversy of Zion. And we followed the Jewish track of conspiracy all the way through since early Persia and Babylonian period. We come all the way through until the time that they finally discovered the enormity of religious power in Egypt and how they acquired that power, and they used the power to create ideologies and religions and theories. And one doesn't realize it in those cases that the Jews were their first real big practitioners of magic. Later on, the Gypsies took it over and really worked it. But conspiracy theory and magic and vaudeville type of propaganda started a long time ago, and it came all the way through Europe. And this is what I teach when I give a public lecture. Now, we have to remember that there was a period when the Jews really gained power because they were part of the Khazaric movement under King Bulan in the steppes of Russia. And this is where the Ashkenazi Jews really prospered. Judaism comes in two forms, Ashkenazi and Sephardim. The Sephardim Jews are a North Africa part, and they are the ancient aspects of Judaism. But the Ashkenazis were a remnant group of people who basically adopted into the Judaic great destructive idea. And once they developed, they really took off in big numbers, and there's a whole, quite an interesting story about that, and that's one of the great Jewish secrets that they don't want you to know about. But when the Ashkenazis especially took over and moved into Europe from their pales of settlements in eastern Poland, they began to undermine governments. They began to be used in the traffic trade of drugs and white slavery and control of the media and control of the money. And this is where the great destructive idea really began to be ramified in the lives of millions of people in Europe. And at that time, they didn't have a communications media. They had basically their churches, they had the spoken word, they had community meetings, and the people woke up to what was going on, and there was a program called the expulsion period of 300 years, where every single country expelled the Jews from Europe. Of course, they kept coming back and coming back. But one, I think, should read the book My Awakening by David Duke. And on one page, he has a listing of over 40 of the countries and the date and the time that they expelled the Jews. So the Jews continued to to escalate their program of their great destructive idea. And by 1922, they had surfaced in this country under an aspect of the Illuminati, which was formed by a Jew, Adam Weishaupt, in Europe. And the European regime began to be so corrupt and so Jewishly controlled that people from Europe fled. The white people fled to this country in the early parts of 1492 to get this country going. And the Jews weren't long. They were right behind them. So in this country right now, this our nation is totally controlled by an international race of psychopathic killers and pathological liars known as the International Judeo-Marxist Community. Now, they use a weapon of war against people in this country, and it's called Ancient Asiatic Subversive Gradualistic Warfare. And that's what we're dealing with now, and one of their major weapons is the propaganda media. To control the people's minds any way possible to control their behavior. And so, Pastor Dan, you and I are going to be talking about some of those aspects of how the media is used and the technique is used for genocide against the white race. Folks out there, you need to understand that the Jews are totally committed in destroying the white race, because if they are going to set up their one world government, their new world order, they can't have anybody around throwing a monkey wrench in the works. The whites are too intelligent. They have the resources. They have the power. They have the creativity. And they have the ability to act as a massive stumbling block against the Jews. And the Jews do not need any massive pogroms fouling up their plans. So right now, kill Whitey is the number one byword. And the Jews are using every aspect that they can. So, Pastor Dan, that gives us a little background of putting it in perspective. Now let's talk about the various techniques that propaganda is used by international Zionism to control and to destroy the white race.
Okay.
You want to start us off?
Well, first of all, something I realized in my recent road trip, when I took that sabbatical, I had a chance to do some channel surfing, which I don't normally watch any of the propaganda Talmud vision, so I did took a chance there to leaf through it, and I was astounded at how much emphasis in the everything on TV today is toward sex, mongrelization, and the denigration of white people, their culture, their everything about whites, every character who's portrayed as a white man on television is portrayed as an overweight, bumbling idiot, immoral, sloppy, can't be trusted, etc. Whereas all the rocket scientists and brain surgeons are minorities and etc. So to me, one of the techniques is to use the biggest propaganda tool they have, which is Talmud vision, to promote the idea that minorities are superior to whites, and to make whites feel inferior and create a guilt complex in us.
That's right. The propaganda media, most people don't understand it, but when you see a lot of war movies, the massive media coverage of war movies on 24 hours a day, you may stop to sit back and take a deep breath and say, hey, I wonder if this media is preparing us for some kind of a revolutionary bloodletting war campaign. This is how they get the paranoia going. They have programs for hate the government. We saw that last Saturday with Stossel. He had a program where the Jews were actually trying to incite the American people to hate the government. And that's not very difficult to do. When you go into the tax structure and you go into the corruption and the Clintonistas and the so forth, it's real easy to get the people aroused against the government. But you have to say, well, wonder why they're doing that. If the Jews control the government, then why are they having us be hateful of the government? Well, it's a very simple situation that if they can get us to riot and they can start a mentality of revolution while they are still powerful enough to stop us, that's what they want. Because the Jews are very concerned right now because we are getting more and more powerful because of programs just like yours, Pastor Dan. people are awakening to this enormous conspiratorial threat to our democracies, our freedoms and our liberties. So if they want to spread the hate Clinton propaganda, they can do that very subtly. If they want just to go after institutions of the right wing and call them hate groups, you notice how they use the adjective so well. They will talk about the white supremacist Randy Weaver, emphasis on white supremacist. They don't say Mr. Randy Weaver or Farmer Randy Weaver. How about when they talk about David Duke, they always say that KKK Grand Dragon David Duke, or the anti-Semitic Vincent Bertolini. I've had this used against me time and time again. So this is part of the program. They have a whole media textbook of techniques to use to get the people to love sex or love drugs or love just about anything you can think of, love homosexuality. Now they have a whole series of programs on TV that get you to love the FBI, trying to prop up the FBI's image. So this is basically what we're talking about. There's another technique, too, that I'm quite concerned about, and I'm trying to get our people to use the same technique, only in a reverse form, and that is to say the forbidden word. Now, the Jews, if they want to say condom, they can bring it into vogue, and within 3 or 4 weeks, they got all the networks and all the media and all the newspapers talking condom in regards to whatever they want to, homosexuality. They brought up the word hate crime. Now you hear it all the time. Well, we have the same opportunity. If we would turn around and use the word Jew or Zionist conspiracy or Zionist hate technique, whatever, speak the unspoken word, the non-politically correct word, because the Jewish organizations, they don't like that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Follow me?
Absolutely.
Well, the first law of propaganda, the very first law of propaganda is to say nothing. If a black, we've seen this in the last few days, if a black kills 4 or 5 white people in Georgia, you don't hear a word about it. It's only a local isolated item. Shut the media up. Stifle the report. Don't say anything. But if a white attacks a black for whatever, it's international global satellite news. So, you know, that's the first law.
Mm-hmm.
On the newspapers, for instance, they'll have something that'll happen and they don't want the people to know. They'll put it on the very back page. I have a story, something that happened to me that was really quite unique. Let me say this first. Richard Butler was at a meeting down here at the NIC Auditorium in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho one time, and you could hear all the cameras just clicking away. They were taking his picture with the flash attachment, and they were just taking hundreds and hundreds of pictures. And I thought, why in the world are taking so many pictures of this guy? Well, when the article came out in the newspaper about this meeting that he was in, it showed him with his eyes almost closed. He looked like he'd been sucking on marijuana for the last 3 hours. It was a most disgusting picture, and the media had to take virtually hundreds of photographs to get just the right moment when his eyes were blinking. That's a propaganda technique to denigrate people's image.
Mm-hmm.
An example of this that happened to me, there was a fellow that wrote an article in the local newspaper, a letter to the editor, and he said that whites were the forgotten people. And so I wrote a large op-ed. It was a half a page article that said whites were not the lost people. They are not the forgotten. The letter was that whites were the forgotten people. I said, we are not. Our enemies remember us every moment of every day. And I wrote a half a newspaper article, and I took it down to the newspaper, and I presented it to a man named Larry Casebolt. He was the editor-in-chief of the Coeur d'Alene Press. And I showed him the article, and he was quite impressed by it. And he said, well, I will print this. And I says, well, it's pretty hot. You're going to catch trouble for it. He says, well, I know, but I think it's a good article. So he left it, he gave it to the guys to put in the newspaper, and he was gone for 2 weeks on vacation, and it never showed up in the paper. So when he got back, I brought it to his attention, and he was really upset. So he had to go out of town again for the next weekend, but he demanded that the people print it in the paper. Well, it came out in a Sunday edition while he was gone, and it was printed in the paper so very lightly, you could hardly read it. This is the Jews that were working for the newspaper did not want this article printed. And so they printed it real lightly, if you understand what I mean. So the people going through the paper would see this and they wouldn't read it because it was so difficult to read. Well, the paper came out on Sunday, and surprisingly, there was a whole bunch of Jews from Hollywood who were up here in Coeur d'Alene staying at the Hagedon Resort, and they were having a blowout weekend party before the Oscars were to be on TV. And they found out about this newspaper article, and they just swept through the Hagedon Hotel, and the Jews went absolutely ballistic on this whole thing. And the next thing I know, they were also going to go up and go skiing at the Sandpoint Schweitzer Lodge. And this thing must have really had a terrifying effect on them, because the next thing I knew, Barry Casebolt was fired from the Coeur d'Alene Press. And he eventually had to get out of the community. He moved back to Illinois, bought his own newspaper, and there he died of a heart attack about a year and a half later. So we're talking about the ramifications of propaganda technique are very, very widespread. Okay?
Absolutely.
They also like to have guilt by association.
Richard, we're going to have to go to the break, so hold that thought. We'll get to it right after the break.
Thanks.
Listen to us worldwide on hbroadcast.com. This is the Heritage Broadcast System.
Now you can find out just how the criminal justice system works and just how corrupt the system is. Michael Brown's newest law book, The Criminal Defendant's Bible, features you the ins and outs of our criminal legal system. Learn what to expect and what to be on guard for. Proven successful remedies for dealing with the lies. The Criminal Defendant's Bible covers Michael Brown's experience over the last 25 years of helping people who have been unjustly accused. The Criminal Defendant's Bible is $50. Send checks or money orders to Heritage Broadcasting System 4904. Tippecanoe Drive, that's Tippecanoe Drive, Evansville, Indiana, 47715.
Be it a spill, accident, war, or terrorism, potassium iodate will protect you, your children, and your pets by blocking the thyroid and preventing it from absorbing radioactive iodine. Youngsters are extremely susceptible to thyroid cancer after exposure to radioactive contamination. Medical Corps is now offering the easier-to-dose potassium iodate. Each factory-sealed bottle contains 285-milligram potassium iodate, which has an unlimited shelf life. Each bottle of potassium iodate is $24.95. Or for orders of four or more, each bottle is only $22. Send your payment today to HBS, Post Office Box 5583, Evansville, Indiana, 47716. That address, once again, is HBS, Post Office Box 5583, Evansville, Indiana, 47716.
Government never has the power to abolish rights. But when it tries to do so, men have the right to abolish government.
HBS, the home of truth, freedom, and liberty.
Welcome back to Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. Now here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, this is the 31st of January, year 2001. The title for tonight's program is Jewish Media Techniques for White Genocide, and we're discussing this issue with Richard Masker, who's a conspiratologist up in the Republic of Idaho. Let me give you the call-in number should anybody have a comment or question. Area code 812-476-3026. Also, if you're interested in additional family funding or revenue and you would be helping to educate people at the same time, there's a toll-free number for a three-minute message, and you can call this number, 877-584-0960, and when asked for the code number, you would give 52021. Again, that's a way to educate people and earn extra funding for your family just by calling and listening to that message. So now we're back to the topic at hand here, Richard. Before we go on, I jotted a note down here when you mentioned at the beginning of the program that the people known as Jews today, who have nothing at all to do with the people of the Bible, by the way, they were leaders in the area of magic and sleight of hand, and they still are to this day, by the way.
That's right.
I find it interesting that in the book of Genesis, now Genesis goes back to the beginning, and in the story of Eve in the garden, she was seduced by a nakash, which in the Hebrew language means a crafty temptor, sorcerer, or magician. Mm-hmm. So it started a long time ago, and the other interesting thing is that you see all these drug stores in America today, and you know who owns most of those. The word above the door is pharmacy, and that comes from the Greek word pharmakia, which was the word they had for drugs used in black magic or sorcery.
Very good.
I find that kind of interesting.
Okay. Well, shall we continue?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I want to get back to something that you brought up a minute ago, which is really quite enormously propagandized in our society today. I want to make the mention that one cannot understand, one cannot comprehend. I don't believe the Aryan white mind can comprehend the degree of hatred that the international Jew has for you and your race. We are not of the temperament to be able to fully understand this without really intensive research. But we're talking about an international race that wants you dead. And in light of that, we have to look at the Madison Avenue advertising techniques that's on your television 24 hours a day, and even in your newspapers. There's one aspect here. You mentioned this. You know, white men have the ability to become educated, to become warriors, to become militia members and unit leaders and various adjutants and dissidents. And so the Jew wants white men eliminated. And you mentioned that. They try to portray them on every program on television in most cases. Not everyone. They have to have a white hero or no one will tune into the program. But in the advertisements, you'll notice that the white men are degraded something enormously. White men are totally sloppy, unshaven, sweaty, fat, stupid, clumsy, bald-headed, ignorant morons, and that's what they want to portray. And that's how they destroy the self-image and the self-esteem of men in this country, just exactly the way they do to program our children, our white children, to lose all self-esteem through guilt complex training and Illuminati nurtured Stanford public relations fomented programs in our schools. So one of the things you'll notice is that they degrade the what they call the idiot white man, and they try to program the people to kill slutty white women. If you look at the movies like Friday the 13th, you got the nut running around killing all these beautiful white women. That's almost the ultimate in adventure, is to whack a white woman. And this is not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. This is social conditioning. This is intentional white genocide. This is not natural sociological evolutionary process. This is conspiratorial evidence in right before your eyes. We have the other situation that you were talking about, Pastor Dan, totally overload the media image with non-whites. You look at Gideon's Crossing and you look at a whole number of programs where they have the black is always on the center stage. Remember the old program, the old television programs of Love Boat? And they would have the whites up front who were the stars of the program. And in the background, you'd always see a racial mixed couple walking by. Or in the Days of Our Lives, or As the World Turns, or All My Children. They're all in a group in some hotel lobby, and there's always a black between the whites in the front, and he's in the back, and he's with a white woman, or they're just blacks in general. This is very subtle, but very real, subliminal propaganda. The technique is there because the Jew controls the media, and he has a subversive agenda to fill.
Richard, we got a guest, Willie from Oklahoma, on the program. Willie, welcome.
Yeah, hello, Dan, and I forgot to thank the guest there.
Richard Masker.
Richard, you know, if you read a book called The Jews of Russia by D.M. Dodlop, you'll find that he's one of their famous historians, and they quote him quite regularly in their Jewish encyclopedias and whatnot. But so if you... if you investigate that, read that book, you'll see that he ties in the Ashkenazi Jews, or the Khazars, with Esau.
Okay.
I don't know what page to tell you it's on, because I don't remember, but I read the book quite extensively.
I think I've heard of that book, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look in our library for it.
Yeah, I had to get it on interlibrary loan, but it's available. But anyway, if you check on it, you find that that they do a lot. Some of you know, at least a portion of them come from the Mount Seir, or whatever you call it over there. You know where it talks about in the Bible. You know where Esau Edom is.
Yes.
And that they come in there, and they're part of that bunch.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons that they are such deadly enemies of the white man, as well as the Sephardic Jews, who are the mixed breeds, you know, between the true Israelites and the other races and peoples indigenous to that area over there.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Dan, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Willie, and Yahweh bless. Another good book to go along with that one, Richard, is The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler.
Yes, that's a good one also. There's another area here that most of your listeners, I think, can identify with. Every time they go to the doctor's office, every time they go to the theater, when they go to the grocery store or the supermarket, just about every business they go to, they have canned music. They have organizations like Muzak up here. It comes out of Seattle. And these businesses will subscribe to these Muzak-type businesses. And they are told by Muzak that the most popular form of music is on channel 1 of their provided music, or channel 2 or whatever. And you go into these and you get this god-awful jungle screaming music. And they bring this right into their offices, and the people are conditioned that's the way it should be, because to accept the black jungle music in society. This is a form of propaganda, so that you're continually being confronted with minority slogans, minority visions, minority music, and it's all over the place, so that finally you will come to the realization, I wouldn't say the realization, but you will have a false realization that the minorities or blacks are in charge. And you see this all the time. If you look at they try to make the blacks or minorities look like they're an authority. If you look at the television programming especially, you'll see where the detectives are almost always black. The police chiefs are predominantly black. the cops, the doctors, the judges, the brain surgeons, and the Oprah Winfreys of the world are all over the place. And this is the condition in the entire nation. If we look at programs or movies like Search for Red October, you remember the little black seaman that was calling all the shots and being Mr. Smart Guy and showing the captain the error of his ways? Independent Day, you know, the black and the Jew were the ones that saved planet Earth from the horrible aliens. Men in Black, black takes over killing aliens and saves the Earth. Like I mentioned before, Gideon's Crossing, black doctor is the master blaster at the hospital. This is continuous Jewish rampant propaganda to put whites on a guilt trip and beat them down to believe that whites are, in fact, in authority and in prominent positions. The Geico Insurance Company, I wanted to mention this. I contacted Geico. They have 18 advertisements on television, and it's amazing how these core organizations can get awards for their advertising. Geico is notorious. Every single one, well, except the one with the duck, most of their advertisements all show some stupid moron white guy that is bumbling, fumbling around, and he's getting weights dropped on him, and he's doing all kinds of things. And then they come out and say, gee, we all make stupid mistakes, but they always use a white person as the mistake maker.
Uh-huh.
They have alligator bags, you know, for alligator bags for shopping, for sandwich bags. And they have a guy carrying two bags full of garbage across his backyard, and the bags break. He's got garbage all over the backyard, and the wife comes to the door in her business suit because she's ready to go to work to be an executive, and she, you know, really reads him out because he's so dumb for dumping the garbage. He should have gotten alligator bags, which are stronger. We have the clogged sink, and we have the latest one out is have Mr. Giggles. I don't know if you saw that or not. The little girl is talking to her little white, stupid moron daddy, and she says, oh, how about a piece of cheese for Mr. Giggles? And their father kind of gets a dumb look on his face and says, well, if Mr. Giggles wants a piece of cheese, he can get a job and buy his own cheese. About the time the guy comes off the couch and goes flying through the air right out the front door and lands in this little plastic swimming pool, and the wife is walking by, and she says, oh, I see that you've met Mr. Giggles. And those are the kind of advertisements that go on and on and on and inundate our society, and to put a real guilt trip and a moron image into the minds of all of our men.
Mm-hmm.
The soap operas, I think, are just absolutely outrageous. If you've been watching All Our Children, the situations that they get into. I remember about 6 months ago they had a interview with some people who were behind the scenes of the soap operas as they were being produced in the studios. And right there behind the cameraman was a Jew with a clipboard who was writing down and taking notes and directing the stage exploits. And he was a Jew almost in every single case.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just rattling on. Are we getting to talking about the subject today?
Well, absolutely. You're 100% right. In fact, I thought of two of them as you were talking. There's a new movie coming out, Save Me the Last Dance. Or
I have that.
I have that
here on my list.
I'm not going to see it. Obviously, I'm not going to see it. But I've heard about its premise, and it permeates our society from the top down. It doesn't matter if it's radio with sadistic, hideous Jew like Stern and his ridiculous commentary over radio, or if it's a Jerry Springer or some other moronic Jew out there denigrating whites on Talmud Vision. It's all over our society, and yet the amazing thing to me, Dr. Pierce mentioned it in one of his articles recently, the amazing thing to me is that we just keep taking it.
Right.
We are slapped in the face intellectually by these invaders, and they are invaders of our land. We are slapped in the face, and yet we just keep taking it. And I don't understand why.
Well, I do. I've talked to enough people. I've deprogrammed enough sessions to know why. It's because we have been deprived of white leadership. everything that comes out of the media, everything that comes out of government, is controlled by the system. Any other people would act in exactly the same way that we are under the propaganda circumstances. We are people without leadership. We are being controlled by prison masters and administrators who scientifically herd us like animals. And until we can get enough people, just like an atomic reaction, when you have a nuclear fission reaction because you have critical mass with plutonium or uranium-238, until you get to that point that you can react together and demand changes, then there's nothing's really going to happen except we're going to continue to fail and fail and fail. This last election was a typical example of that. We've talked to women around town who basically really knew about the conspiracy because my wife and I have deprogrammed them. But they will make such stupid statements like, oh, isn't Bush such a nice guy? And doesn't his wife wear such nice clothes? Oh, she, my goodness, she has such a wonderful smile. Maybe we'll see some changes now in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, in 1957, the book came out called The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. And in that book, the Naval Intelligence and the FBI had confiscated 45 objectives of the U.S. Communist Party, attacking our children, giving away the Panama Canal, destroying our freedoms and liberties, controlling the right and the left, and controlling the Democrats and Republicans. George Bush is that's part of his family heritage. George Bush is a member of an international white Gentile cartel. Now, I believe that if you look close enough, you will see the Jewish traits in Mr. Bush. And I brought this up in the program last time with Martin Lindstedt. Look at him very, very closely. He is just one of the progenitors of an international criminal family. There's not going to be any changes. If they are, they're going to be very subtle. But regardless of what happens, they're going to continue to fulfill the agenda of the international Judeo-Marxist Jew.
Richard, we have a caller. I didn't catch his name, but welcome to the program.
Pastor Dan, this is Brother Buddy from Tennessee calling in.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the program.
I've been enjoying your program. You and Richard talking about our current dilemma for Jacob Israel. I just have a question for Richard. Richard, in all of your experience, do you see an intensification of the brainwashing and the mind conditioning of the peoples? I think you alluded to that earlier. Have you seen an intensification like they are in a hurry-up program here?
That's exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up because your observations are right on target. This is one of the areas that I've been very concerned about because they have become now so obvious. I would never have thought that the Jew would be so obvious, but people who I have programmed in the past who have come back and said, no, this is really difficult to handle, Richard. I don't know if I can accept this or not, especially with Mormons and people of organized religions. This is so alien to them. Now they're knocking on my door and saying, hey, man, something's really coming down because what you said is true. I can see it in the propaganda. Obviously, I believe that the Internet has made an absolutely enormous change in the general population, and I think especially among the law enforcement community. Cops know it all. You can't tell a cop anything. He is so arrogant and belligerent. Everybody in the world is the little people to a cop. But now the cops are starting to smell a rat and see a conspiracy and starting to think maybe these people out here are wacko patriots really have their act together after all. And we've got news for them that we do have our act together, and the Jews sense this, and they are scared. The Morris D's, the sleazes of this country, are going to be hiding under a rock. Let me give you an example, and I really do appreciate your question, and I don't want to monopolize this.
Go ahead, Andrew.
A technique now that is extremely effective, and that is by using reverse guilt psychology. What I mean by this, if your local community tries to set up a human rights task force, and they have a bunch of people on the committee, they say 12 people, then you should write them all a letter and say, go ahead and form your committee, because right now, this country is waking up to Judeo-Marxist communist subversion,
and this Human Rights Task Force is part of anti-white, kill-whitey communist propaganda. So go ahead and do it. And when the people uprise and you are committed, and you're doing something illegal, we're gonna find you. And all of a sudden, the committee is scattering for the horizon. This works, and I know because I'm in the middle of a program right now in Idaho where they're trying to start a Idaho human rights coalition under the government. And I've written letters to all of them, and boy, I haven't heard a word. I think I've got them scared. So you were exactly right. The system is, the propaganda is so thick you can cut it with a knife, and people are waking up rapidly to this thing.
Well, in the end time scenario, and I believe that we are in end time because we have so many end time prophecies that are coming to pass here in the last few years. The political debacle that we just came through is another indication that we're nearing the last days. The Bible says that in the last days that men will be running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. The International, in the book by Henry Ford, and I'm sure that both of you, brethren, Pastor Dan and Richard, you're familiar with his writings here.
You bet.
But he said there is a mission for the pulpit to liberate the church. And so the first goal for Satan, when he came to planet Earth, the Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time. I feel like that this process is speeding up, and that the international jury, to keep themselves snug and as a bug in the rug, so to speak, they've hid the fact that, as you indicated, Richard, that they are mostly Khazaric and that they are false Jews according to Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9. And Mr. Ford made this comment, says the pulpit of the church, and of course, at that time, he had a hope in the Judeo-Christian church world. And, of course, if he was alive today, I'm sure he would give up on that, as we have. The only voice out there is men like Pastor Dan and other identity preachers that are carrying the message to the masses of the people.
Right.
But we're fishing, and we're piping the music to them, but nobody's dancing here. We're only a few. But, of course, the Bible says that his people are the fewest people upon here. So, therefore, the pulpit has a mission of liberating the church from the era that Judah and Israel are synonymous. And so what we've done, we've bought into this poison grape that Pastor Dan was reading about in Matthew. And we picked it from the thorn tree. And essentially, we literally have picked it from the fig tree. And the fig tree and the olive tree are two different trees. The fig tree were the cursed Canaanites that were posing as Jews. And, of course, the olive tree is the complete 12 tribes of the scattered sheep of Israel. And our dilemma is how to awaken the sleeping giant, Israel, the people that have gone to sleep according to Romans 11, 25, and 26. And so the mission, and Pastor Dan, I applaud you and others like you that are going to the expense of time and the trouble and using men with expertise like your brother Richard there that are trying to forward the information down the highway of information to the sleeping sheep of Jacob Israel. And you know that he said, my people, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, those that are called by my name, I will hear from heaven. And it's wake-up time, brother.
Well, we're almost out of time here, and I'd like to make one last comment, if I can, and that is that I enjoy your comments very much. But one thing that I have to do, and I have to be very careful about this, is that as a conspiratologist who does deprogramming of law enforcement and federal officers, I don't talk about religion only in the sense that religion is used by the Marxist Judeo community as a weapon against the people. I'm very careful how I say that. And it is there. If you talk to a typical brain-dead, card-carrying Mormon, they don't have a clue what's going on. All they know is that there's something wrong, and if you say something naughty about a Jew, you're out of their vocabulary forever. So we have a real difficult situation here, and we have to talk about this situation as if it were a crime against international humanity, and I do not use religion in that sense only as religion is a tool. And I find it to be very, very effective in that mode. You follow me?
Well, Richard, the Master told us to be all things to all men, and you're simply doing that.
Okay. I do what I can.
That's right. You're doing what you need to get to the people you're called to wake up, and I applaud you for it. We each have a different task, and as Brother Buddy says there, my job obviously is different than yours, and you're well suited to what you do, and whatever it takes to get through these seared over consciences of our people, we do it.
Well, it's wonderful that you will allow me on your program to talk my particular vintage of conspiratology, because the folks out there are going to be facing very soon, I believe, social catastrophe here, and their neighbors are going to want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be knocking on the doors of you people listening to this program. Right now, they're nice and happy as a bug in a rug, as I think Tom said, and they're not really too concerned, and they don't want to get involved in controversial situations. But the day is going to come when desperation is going to rule the roost, and they're going to be wanting to know answers, and they need coming to you. So I'm trying to help people out there in radio land get an idea of how they can be effective political deprogrammers when that hour of desperation comes knocking at their door.
Okay. Brother Buddy, thank you for being on the program. We're almost out of time. We're going to have to go. And Richard, before we run out of time, would you tell folks how to get a hold of you, please?
The International Conspiratological Association is at Conspiratology, Conspiratology, at Hotmail, that's hotmail.com.
Very good. And we got a little less than a minute if you want to have a closing comment.
Well, I guess the closing comment would be that people are going to have to wake up to the propaganda. That is the massive criminal weapon that is used to control our police forces in the departments, both in federal, state, and county. Our law enforcement is controlled, and they make sure that police only fulfill the objectives and the agenda of those who are in authority. So you people out there, you better start looking at who controls your community. Go after.
Okay, Richard, we're out of time. Sorry, and we'll have to have you back on the program, obviously, again, and we thank you for being on tonight.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. Be always blessed. Stay tuned an hour from now when Pastor Wick.
Listen to us worldwide on H Broadcast.